Welcome to The Listening Post. I'm your host, Thomas Walsh.
This may look like a little rundown neighborhood to you, but this is our neighborhood. Our families have worked.
Lori Parker has lived in the Lower Ninth Ward for more than 60 years. At a citizens' meeting in her neighborhood, she stands before a panel of Army Corps engineers.
We will not, we cannot, we must not let you destroy what we have created.
Parker and around 40 of her neighbors are at this meeting. They're here to voice their concerns for a refurbished Inner Harbor Navigational Canal, commonly known as the Industrial Canal, that separates the Lower Ninth from the rest of the city. The lock is nearly 100 years old, and it's too small, according to the Army Corps. Now, this is really troublesome for barges. We'll have to wait as long as 16 hours to get through the lock, the longest such delays in the nation.
That's the barge.
The expansion project would speed up barge traffic and generate $173 million a year, according to the Corps. But the rub? It'll cost nearly $1 billion and take at least 13 years to complete.
They'll be changing out bridges. We know there'll be problems with traffic because of that. Businesses here would suffer.
That's John Cofurl, president of Citizens Against Widening the Industrial Canal and a property owner in the Holy Cross neighborhood. He stands near the St. Claude Bridge as a barge exits from the lock.
There'll be a lot of vibration because of the pile driving that needs to be done for the new lock and the dynamiting out of the old lock. The risk is gratuitous. I mean, it doesn't really need to happen, you know?
Now, there's no official plans for dynamiting the lock, at least not yet.
Slowly but surely, here comes the barge, huh?
Despite community meetings, Cofurl doesn't feel like the residents are being heard.
It's a siloed kind of planning that doesn't involve other minds besides their own. It's not working for us.
So what can the Corps do to earn the neighborhood's trust?
Just be more open and inclusive in planning, you know, more transparent. That would be a start. We have no history with the Corps to say that that we trust them, you know. We don't.
So trust is obviously a big issue behind this whole project. In fact, trust, community, and communication seem to be the three big points around which this entire conversation is spinning. And to take this conversation a step further, I'm joined here by Claudia Lopez.
Hello.
I'm looking forward to getting into these results with you. We did our traditional survey at the libraries this month, but we did things a little bit different, didn't we, Claudia?
So this month we stopped at the New Salem Baptist Church in the Upper Ninth Ward and kind of sat in on a community voice meeting that went over this project that the Army Corps is trying to introduce to the Lower Ninth Ward or to this area in general. I mean, there were people who were teachers, there were elderly community members, there were younger community members who really just wanted to come out and sit down and hear what was going on.
And a big part of it was to try to raise awareness in the community, because from what we learned, this issue actually is kind of a little bit more under the radar than you might expect.
Yeah, a lot of people either don't know about it or don't understand the great impact that it can have on them.
So for the people who were there, we got a chance to speak with them, and you and I got some results. Shall we give them a listen?
We should.
There's more power in numbers, as I know, and you know.
We live in a community that has been dealing with environmental racism since pretty much the dawn of time in New Orleans. These are the same people who were washed away in Katrina. These are the same people who were left out to dry. These are the same people who just finished rebuilding their houses. And now they want to ask people to move their homes for 13 plus years.
Compensation is not everything. We need some more input from the community as far as how we want to build our communities.
I lived in the Lower Ninth Ward for 2 years, and I think this project ignores the historical context of the neighborhood as well as its citizens.
Let's sit down and we work on this together. Where can we put this thing at? Where can we move this at? You know? I mean, let's sit down and work on it together. Not you. Well, we're just going to have that meeting here, what they got to say. But our mind is already made up where we're going to put it at. We're going to put it here. You know? Yeah, so that's the thing. Let's sit down and work on this together, you know?
really great results from our meeting. We hope that we'll get a chance to go out and kind of pursue this model again over the next coming months. We are still doing our survey results the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, you can still find us at the Mid-City Library, at the Alvar Library, and of course through our cell phone number at 504-303-4348.
Find us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and check us out at listeningpostnola.com.
Central Lobby Security, how can I help you?
After touching base with our Listening Post community, we took the results of what people said back to the Army Corps.
No, Central Lobby.
Ricky Boyette, Chief of Public Affairs, was interested in what the neighborhood had to say.
When it comes to community input, I think we would agree with the residents that they should have a lot.
One of the big complaints from residents is that the Army Corps has been shaky with the details. But Boyette says there's a reason for that.
We call it the 3x3x3 plan. And that means that studies now are going to be conducted in 3 years with $3 million and with three levels of the Corps working at it concurrently.
The Corps starts making decisions before the full designs are finalized in order to expedite planning. The public hears fewer details because there are fewer details. But the approach allows for more community input, which can impact the project.
It's being able to look at the data, collect as much information we can, so that when it comes time to make a recommendation, we've made it using the best science and engineering available. And then over time, that follow-through performs as it was designed to do. That's how you build trust.
So this project, well, it's far from over. In fact, it's barely begun. Boyette says the plan won't be submitted for congressional approval until the end of next year. And in the meantime, public concern will certainly grow. The Corps has been granted congressional immunity for this project, so they can't be sued if something goes wrong during construction. Like, for example, if a natural disaster breaches construction and floods the neighborhood. Boyette's empathetic for the residents and understands that they're being asked to make a sacrifice.
They believe that they're impacted far greater than they will benefit from it. And that's understandable, right? For any project that we look at, is it in the public interest is a question we have to answer. And if it's not a yes, then we don't go forward. In this case, our early indications are that the benefits will outweigh the detriments.
It's safe to say that not everyone agrees with him. That's it for this episode of the Listening Post. Thanks for tuning in, New Orleans. And remember, our microphone is your microphone. We'll see you next time.